Okay, last week we gave the introduction to Berachas HaTorah. We quoted a Machlokes Rishonim where the Berachas HaTorah is deraisa. So we saw three possibilities: either all is deraisa, never deraisa, or Betzibra is deraisa. That was the view of the Rishami. So putting aside the Rishami, it's still somewhat of an unresolved question. And we said the Mishnah Berurah at least recommends that the Sofek watch at least recite one of the Brachas, the Bracha Basha, Bacha Ban, which we'll see as we go on, hopefully, is the best of the two or three Brachas. But so we passed, we're not 100% sure what exactly the status of Berachas HaTorah is all about. What exactly is the nature of it? What kind of a bracha is it? So whenever we see brachas that are involved with mitzvahs, so our initial reaction is there must be like a berachas mitzvah, like a kol mitzvah bracha b'avos siyason. So Talmud Torah is a pretty chashuv mitzvah, which should probably require a berachas mitzvah. But every once in a while we bump into a bracha and it's not a regular berachas mitzvah. It may sound a little bit of berachas mitzvah, but there may be a dimension of it was close to the berachas shevach than is the berachas mitzvah. We've mentioned this in passing by the bracha of Mila, Lachnis, Bishlam, Mavin, Rabbeinu Tam says the Birchas HaShevach, by under the bracha under the Chuppah, the Rosh claims, Birchas Eris is the Birchas HaShevach. So, what exactly the Karon is Birchas HaTorah? So, some of this discussion revolves around a question that appears in the Beis Yosef about Birchas HaTorah. Beis Yosef raises the question whether women should be reciting Birchas HaTorah now. So, at first glance, if you look at the bracha Birchas HaTorah as a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, so this should be part of the regular question whether women are obligated in this particular bracha, whether they should even be volunteering in this particular bracha, in light of the fact that women are l'chora p'turos u'tamat Torah. The Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin in the first parak that by and large women are p'turos from Tamat Torah. So if that's the case, so then we have other mitzvahs, we have precedents for this and other mitzvahs that women are p'turos from. Do they recite brachas and mitzvah p'turos from? So we spoke a lot about this back in the midst of tzitzis and tefillin. So this was a big machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam had a few places, Tais quotes this, Rabbeinu Tam and Rosh Hashanah, Kiddushin, Kama. Rabbeinu Tam had a couple of rives from the Gemara that even though women are pturos from mitzvah Shishas Mangroma, they can volunteer to perform the mitzvahs. They can even recite a bracha on that volunteering. Even though it's not a mitzvah chiyumis, it's a mitzvah chiyumis, and mitzvah chiyumis also warrants a bracha, also would suffice as a bracha. Since then, Tfilah, we pointed out the Shaita, or mitzvahs that we strongly encourage women not to perform, but the other mitzvahs, such as Bangrama, Shofar, Lulav, Sukh, etc., so women do perform, and they can, in fact, recite brachas. That was even Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam writes, the Farish, that's a bracha batala. If you're not mechuyev and they're given mitzvah, then you don't recite a bracha. So at first glance, we would think that this question should impact the Birchas HaTorah as well. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, women are not chayavos in Talmud Torah, but if they want, they can do so. So if they're going to learn Torah, they can recite a bracha, no different than lulav and sukkah. And according to the Rambam, there should be a bracha lebatala. So the Beis Yosef raises this question in Arachem Simam Zayin Simam Birchas HaTorah, and the Beis Yosef says, no, maybe here there are a few other factors in play. The Beis Yosef says that maybe one can argue that even according to the Rambam, even according to we who say that women don't recite brachas and mitzvahs, maybe this mitzvah is a little bit different. Why is this mitzvah different? Because maybe one can argue that who says women are pturos from Talmud Torah in its entirety? The Gemara sounds that way. The Gemara in the first Berachah tradition sounds that way. So the Beis Yosef says, no, if you look at Rishonim, so you'll notice that women are supposed to be learning the halachim of Torah that's relevant for them. The smak, the Rishonim quote that even though women don't have to learn Kol Torah Kula, but they have to learn Shabbos and Kashrut, Mishloach Brachos, Yom Tov, Beram Chaveros, the significant amount of Torah that women have to learn the Dinim Hashayachim Lahem. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, he thinks that since women are chayavos to some degree in Talmud Torah, they can recite the Berachas HaTorah on that halachic obligation. So that's a very, very controversial statement in the Beis Yosef. So the Beis HaLevi takes an issue with that. The Beis HaLevi raises the question, even though it's true that the Rishonim do right, the Ramon Chosef Torah quotes the halacha that women have to learn the dinim that are relevant for them. So the Beis HaLevi raises the chakira, what's the nature of that halacha? The women have to learn Shabbos, Kashrus, etc. So one can understand that in one of two ways. One can understand that the Yochai of the Talmud Torah, that when the Gemara says women are pturos from Talmud Torah, that means the pturos from much of Talmud Torah, but any particular part that speaks to them, so the Yochai of those, and it's fundamentally not a different mitzvah than the men's mitzvah. It's limited in quantitatively, but in terms of the parts that are shy to them, it is considered to be a key in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Is that the pshat? So that's what the Beis Yosef seemed to learn, because the Beis Yosef seemed to understand that mitzvah of learning Dinim HaShiach Lahem is enough to warrant the Birchas HaTorah, even according to the Rambam. So says the Beis HaLevi, he doesn't think that's correct. He thinks that that when the Rishonim write, and there are more paskins, the Sweda Chos Tamatoyer, women have to learn Dinim HaShayachim Lahem. It's nothing to do with Tamatoyer. It's a different Kiyum Lagamre. Says the Beis HaLevi that, let's say for a moment, you can imagine a world which only had 612 mitzvahs. Tamatoyer happened not to be one of them. So there's no mitzvah of Tamatoyer. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a parish of Shabbos. So what am I supposed to do exactly? Obviously, I have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. If I don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, how am I going to know how to observe the mitzvahs? So there's no mitzvah Tamat Torah. The Baruch Shalom tells me I have to put on tefillin. I have no idea how to make tefillin. I don't write tefillin. I don't know how to put on tefillin. What am I supposed to do with the tefillin? So obviously, I have to go learn the sugyas of tefillin to go figure out what to do with them. So the Beis HaLevi says that obviously, in any given mitzvah, there it's understood that not only do you have to do the mitzvah itself, you have to make all the hachonos necessary to perform the mitzvah. So we call those machshirin. So let's say the Torah says you have to build a sukkah. So the Torah says you have to eat the sukkah. So you have to build the sukkah. The Torah says you have to shake a lulav. You have to get a lulav. The Torah says to blow shofar. You got to make sure you get a shofar. So nichlal and those machshirim that are built into the system, now it's tam Torah. So too, you have to learn the dinim in order to know how to perform the mitzvah properly. So it says the Beis HaLevi, what was the chiddush of the mitzvah tam Torah? The chiddush of the mitzvah tam Torah is that tam Torah is a mitzvah in and of itself. It's not a mitzvah that's just to prepare you for Torah observance 101. It's a mitzvah to learn Ir Nidachas, and to learn Ba'is HaMenugim, to learn Mitzvah Meira, and to learn Shtayim Machsum Talas, and Chamesh Yer Nashpar Sosya. Learning Kola Terakul from top to bottom, Yem No Gela Ma'isa, Nishta Pegela Ma'isa. We're learning Shidus Beshama, we're learning Pasuk Beshama, it's also part of Talmud Torah. So comes the Beis HaLevi and says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that unique obligation as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, as an end in and of itself, not as a means to an end, but as a goal in and of itself, that mitzvah was not given to women. That's the way men and women part ways in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So there are really two different goals, two different parts of Talmud Torah, says the Beis HaLevi. There's Talmud Torah, b'taras hechsher of any given mitzvah, and then there's Talmud Torah as an independent mitzvah. And Derech Drush, the Beis HaLevi, makes a big fuss about this because he claims that that's what the Gemara means in Shabbos when it says Nasa V'Nishva. The Gemara says that when Klai Yisrael were Machdim Nasa T'Nishva, so they got two crowns. So one for Nasa, one for Nishva. So the Beis HaLevi asks, Brisket Kashra, the Gemara. The Gemara says that when they were Machdim Nasa T'Nishva, they got two crowns. It doesn't say when they said Nasa V'Nishva. So he says the crown is for the Hakadoma. The crown is not for the Amira. But there was only one Maisa Akdoma. There was one Nasa for Nishma. So how can the Gemara say they received two crowns? So the Beis HaLevi says, no. In any act of Akdoma, there are two dinim. There's when you Makdim A to B, so there's a din that you Makdim A to B. There's also a din that you Ma'achah B after A. So there are two different Chalokim. So you get a crown for being Makdim Nasa to Nishma, and you get a crown for being Ma'acher Nishma to Nasa. So I understand the significance of the crown, the Hakadom of Nasa Tanishmas of the Beis HaLevi. What's the grandiose, what's the mile of the Ichor of Nishma after Nasa? So the Beis HaLevi explains that when Klai Yisrael said Nasa, so they were makabal upon themselves Shmir Seh Mitzvahs. They were makabal, they're going to keep Shabbos, they're going to keep Kashna, they're going to keep Tefillin, Kriyishma, Sukkah, Lul, all the bits of Torah they're going to observe. So linked in that Kabbalah, as part of that Kabbalah, is the Kabbalah to learn. Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Gimel, learn Or HaChaim, Yerodeah. Part of the Kabbalah of Kashrus is to learn. Yerodeah, part of the Kabbalah of Tefillin, Lulach is Tefillin. So that was already Nichlal. They were already Mekabal upon themselves to learn all the parts that were relevant in Olam HaAsiyah. The Kabbalah of Nishma was a second Kabbalah. The Kabbalah of Nishma was, even after Nasa is over, I'm still mechuyav to learn Talmud Torah. I have to learn Torah as an end in and of itself. So I learn a sugya, even though it's not necessarily going to end up lemaisa at all. I'm learning a sugya of arba achim nesum arba achoyos. Since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when was the last time we think that ever happened? Four brothers back, two sisters, two die, or yiba. Come on, give me a break. These are not the maisa b'chol yoyim. So afal pichein, you have to learn that with the same islafas as you learn ketz b'varach l'peris. It's all part of Torah. That's part of the nishma part of Torah, not necessarily the part of the nasa part of Torah. So the maila that Klai Yisrael did was, number one, they said nasa for nishma. That shows that they were trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were makabel everything even what they didn't know. And then maila number two is that they was, even after they finished nasa, they were still willing to learn all the sugyas that were not lemaisa. That's the maila of nishma after nasa. So that's what the Beis HaLevi explains, that second maila, that was given to men. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's what the Gemara in Kiddushin means when it says that women are pterus from Talmud Torah. So says the Beis HaLevi, Abba Zoi, that the Talmud Torah of women is not a kiyum of Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah of women is a kiyum of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, the kiyum of Asiyas HaMitzvahs. It's the hechsher of Asiyas, any given mitzvah that the Chayavos said. So you don't make a bracha on Mashiach Mitzvah. The Gemara says, you don't make a bracha when you build a sukkah, you don't make a bracha when you bake matzahs. You only make a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah itself. Forget, that's what the Beis HaLevi, in that drush. He has this Rush in Chumash in Parshat Mishpatim, but he also has it in the Hakdamah to Shas HaShuvah Beis HaLevi. So he says that's what the Gemara Nedarim means when it says Shlabircha B'Tarit Chila. The Gemara says that in the days of the Churban, so Klal Yisrael were punished because Shlabircha B'Tarit Chila. So it's a Pelagodim. All the Rishonim Abad with the Kash. And Rana, then you know the Rishonim Abad, what's the terrible of Shlabircha B'Tarit Chila? It doesn't say they didn't learn. It says they didn't say B'Tarit Chila. So the Beis Halevi says, no, it was a Shita not to say B'Tarit Chila. The approach to Torah was, learning Torah is very important as a prerequisite to Torah observance. So the minute that I know how to keep Shabbos, Kash, Tas, I don't have to learn anymore. So, and therefore, at that kind of a time of Torah, you don't make a bracha. If your whole learning is only be Torah as a Hechsha Mitzvah, so you don't make bracha to Hechsha Mitzvah. Shabbech Mitzvah Tchilah Zach Tabeis Halevi means that they didn't understand, they didn't appreciate, they didn't commit themselves to Torah as an end in and of itself, as a goal in and of itself, as a goal that warrants a bracha to Torah. So Tach Shabbech Mitzvah Tchilah. Wasn't they were lazy? Not that they came late to Shachar, they didn't have time to catch up, they forgot to say bracha to Torah. Shabbech Mitzvah Tchilah was a shita in Avedis Hashem. The shita was that learning is nice, but until 8th grade, whatever, until you know how to do what you don't have to do. After that, there's no need to learn, sugyas wild, sugyas in yivam. There's no need to learn zvachim if there's no bitz mikdash. No need to learn ben seremora. None of that's important because it's not lemais anyway. So that's not what it means. Shlobech v'tarit chila. So says the Beis Halevi, men who have a chiyuv of tamid Torah, so they have to make a bracha. Even when you learn hilchos tefillin, it's not just the kiyum of asiyas mitzvah. It's also mitzvah tamid Torah. Tefillin is not worse than ir nidachas. So when you're learning hilchos tefillin, so you can make, as a man, you can make a bracha on that tamid Torah. As a woman, you can't make a bracha. You learn hilchos Shabbos, you can't make a bracha on that tamid Torah. So the Beis Halevi disagrees with those days that the Beis Halevi quotes. So that machlokes, the Beis Halevi and others, was actually originally a machlokes of Shekhes Aryeh, the Beis Halevi, and hilchos ksivas sefer Torah. The Shekhes Aryeh thinks that women are chayavas in the midst of ksivas sefer Torah. It's one of the last of the tagnitzes. So he says, why should women be pturos? Just because a woman can't write a sefer Torah, she's psula, so she'll hire a sefer to write a sefer Torah for her. So the Shekhes Aryeh says he thinks that women are chayavas in ksivas sefer Torah. So the Beis Halevi says no. He says that the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah is, as the Torah says, kisvach hashiras lamdus b'nei sosim b'fiyam. It's to lead you up to Talmud Torah. So the Beis Halevi says women are not chayavas of Talmud Torah. So they're not chayavas. Sefer Chinuch already said it's way before the Beis Halevi. Sefer Chinuch says that women are pturas from Talmud Torah. Therefore, they're pturas from ksivas sefer Torah. So the Beis Halevi says, what do you mean they're pturas from Talmud Torah? But there are more paskins that they have to learn Shabbos and kashrus. So he says, no, that's not Talmud Torah. That's a different word. The mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah is to facilitate limud haTorah. When a woman is chayavas and limud of the other dinim, that's a different din. That's a heksha mitzvah of Shabbos and kashrus. It's not Talmud Torah proper. So the bottom line is that the Beis Yosef claims that women are taka chayavos in Birchas HaTorah, and the reason being, he links it to this semi-chiv that they have, unlike what the Beis Halevi said hundreds of years later. What if you go down the route of the Beis Halevi, so taka one-step shot, why are women chayavos in Birchas HaTorah? So you can take one of two approaches. Well, either you can take the approach of the Gra. The Gra taka writes that the Beis Yosef is not right. The Gra writes taka women of pturos in Birchas HaTorah. And the Gra writes that if you hold like the Ramah, so then we can justify women reciting Birchas HaTorah, b'turos ein mitzuvias, yeah? But if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, it's taka no justification. So the Gra says, I have no problem. I'm an Ashkenaz. I have no problem having the women recite Birchas HaTorah. But you follow the Rambam. You, the Shulchan Aruch, the Sfar, to follow the Rambam, taka women should not be reciting Birchas HaTorah. So that's one possibility. Or you can go down another route, which is the route that Reb Chaim held. So the Brisker Rav quotes his Chedushim, and the Rambam quotes a word for Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim held that women can recite, are obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah for a totally different reason. Reb Chaim said that the idea of Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not like putting on tefillin, like putting on tzitzit, like shofars. That's not the nature of Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, Reb Chaim says, is a bracha on the chetzah shel Torah. It's the experience of Talmud Torah. A person is involved in the experience of Limud HaTorah. So that is such a high experience, and it's such a powerful, charging experience. So that moment of being Isaac B'Torah, whether or not you're performing a mitzvah or not, that is a mechayiv in the Birchas HaTorah. So Birchas HaTorah is not because of the mitzvah of Torah. Birchas HaTorah is because the experience of Limud HaTorah is something which is taught in bracha. So that would put Birchas HaTorah way out of the category of Birchas HaMitzvahs. I mean, you're putting it to Birchas HaShabbach. I mean, it's a... He's giving you a hagdar, briska hagdara, and the bracha, the chetz shel Torah. So in our lingo, that would mean it's a bracha, the shevach, it's a bracha, the shevach for Torah. It's a bracha, the shevach for the experience of Talmud Torah. It's not a bracha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There was a machlekes in Dvav Rav and Rabbi Chanan about what if a person learns Torah and has in mind shalom lotzeis. He's reading a taisis, having what he will shalom, he's telling him not to be at the Talmud Torah. So would he recite a Birchas HaTorah that? So Rabbi Chanan thought, maybe not. He's not performing the mitzvah. So the Rav disagreed. So one of the factors involved in that discussion is, even though I'm not being yaitzi tava Torah, but I'm still experiencing Torah. So maybe that's enough to be b'chayim in b'chayim Torah. So that's what Reb Chaim is b'chayim to hear also, that the nature of the bracha b'chayim Torah is more about a shevach than it is about the mitzvah proper. And therefore women can, in fact, and should be obligated in reciting b'chayim Torah. So l'maisa, our practice is that women do recite b'chayim Torah. L'maisa, it says in Shulchan Aruch b'feirish, women recite b'chayim Torah. Even this Friday women recite b'chayim Torah. Shulchan Aruch says b'feirish that women should recite b'chayim Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch is assuming because they're chayavos and the mitzvahs, Shabbos, whatever it is, that's enough to be, trigger b'chayim Torah perhaps. According to the Gra, so the Taka not chayavos in b'chayim Torah, but they could still say b'chayim Torah like the Ramah and Ashkenazim. Reb Chaim is a new idea that even though the not chayavos in Tama Torah, but after b'chayim, they could say it b'toras the chafta shel Torah, even if it's not necessarily a mitzvah shel Torah. Might not have committed all these shtickle Torahs, but yeah, no, everyone agree. At the end of the day, all women recite b'chayim the Torah, should recite b'chayim the Torah. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'alocha points out that a chab enough committed could a woman be mitzvah man. So the Gemara says b'feirush, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that if you're not chayav in a mitzvah, you can't be mitzvah somebody. So can a woman be mitzvah man in b'chayim the Torah? So if you hold for some reason they're chayavos, besides from chayim, you hold some kind of shtickle Torah where they're chayavos, so then maybe they can be mitzvah man. If you hold like the Gemara the Peturos, it's like a woman can't make leishim besukah for a man, can't make altis lul for a man. Even in the Kohen to the Ramon Rebbeinu Tam, they can volunteer to make brachas, but they're not mechuyim b'davar, so they wouldn't be able to be mitzvah man. So the Mir Halacha leaves it hanging a little bit. It goes to Shaf and Acharenim. Can a woman be mitzvah man in b'chayim Torah? So it depends fundamentally on this shaila. So I remember I had this shaila one time that. Soon after we got married, we were flying my wife somewhere, and so I didn't sleep so much overnight, and she was sleeping a little bit better than I did. So when I wasn't so sure whether I was this chayv and new b'chayim Torah, we'll see hopefully as we go on, that if you're up the whole night, you don't really sleep, so it's not so posh you can make new b'chayim Torah. So I asked Abi Sofik to be made to be in b'chayim Torah. I said, you're going to make b'chayim Torah anyway, so I said, according to half Sechmanim, so you can be made to be b'chayim Torah. She didn't know what hit her. I explained that it's not progressive, not modern. This is just there's a deal in the Be'al Loch, it's a Rem Zion, whether a woman could might say men. So Zozan. Anyway, so normally we don't do that. So back to our story. Yeah.
If Nafshim are like Shayachos to Torah, either Mitzvahs or even just Shayachos, how do you explain the Tosfos about Berkas HaMazon that they're not in?
Yeah, so that Tosfos sounds very much like the Beis HaLevi. That Tosfos sounds that women are not Shayachos to Torah at all. Because the Taisus used that as a point there for Birch Sabazim Deraisa. So, yeah. That sounds very much in sync with the Beis Halevi. Yeah. Could be Beis Halevi, maybe even quote that Taisus, I don't remember. But Lamaisi Rashi had a different shot in that Gemara, so not everyone's Meshuvah to that Taisus. Okay, anyway, back to that story. So we have this Bracha of Birch Sabazim. We can't quite pin down whether it's a Birch Sabazim or Birch Sabazim. One could possibly suggest that maybe it's a combination of both, because there are multiple Brachas that we recite. One of the first Birch Brachas called different nuschols for Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara has the Bracha Asher Kidshanu and the Bracha Asher Bachamon, and the Gemara says, we should say all of them. They're all, so why not? Say all of them. So it's a very, very strange thing, you say all of them. What do you need more than one Bracha for? So one could suggest that maybe the first Bracha is more of a Lashon Birchas HaMitzvah, as its nusach sounds. Maybe the Bracha Asher Bachamonu is a little bit more of a Shevach. The question is, where would the Harav not fit into that? So there's a big Machlekes who we showed him. Is Baharav not a new bracha, or is Baharav not just an extension of the previous bracha? Some Rishonim say we recite two Birchas HaTorahs every day. One is Asher Kidishanu, and Baharav not just a continuation of Asher Kidishanu. Another Rishonim say we recite three Birchas HaTorahs every day. Baharav not is a bracha b'fnei atzma. So Baharav not is a tricky one in this equation. But putting that aside, so maybe it'll chap enough kamina, you know, in terms of is it a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaShevach, almost like a little bit of both. That the first bracha is a little bit more Birchas HaMitzvah, the Asher Bachabon is a little bit more Birchas HaShevach. That question, whether the Haravna is its own bracha or is it just an extension of just a continuation of a Sheki Dishanu Lasik Vesaira, is as an Afkamina's Ladina. Afkamina is what the Nusach should be. Does the bracha start with the words Haravna or Viharavna? So you don't start a new paragraph with an and. So if it's just a continuation of the old sentence, a Sheki Lasik Vesaira, Haravna, okay, just the one running, long-running winded sentence, so then the Choravav would be appropriate. If it's a psik, end of a paragraph, and now a new sentence is beginning, it's not a run-on sentence, so you start the new paragraph with the words Haravna, not Viharavna. So we say usually, what? Most people say what? What do most of us say? Viharavna. Most of us say the Vav, so the Vav means that's a continuation. If that's the case, then it would not be appropriate to answer Amen at that point. So let's say someone's being made to Birchas HaTorah, so the Pesukim say, should you answer Amen if the Shekin shall last with your Torah? So if you hold that at the end of the bracha, you should. If you hold it at the middle of the bracha, then you shouldn't. So that's what we try to do when we make see people in Birchas HaTorah. So we tell them not to be mafzik in Amen, because we're probably of the opinion that's really one long sentence. Why in the world do we say the Harvna in the middle of this Birchas HaTorah? So that's a very important thing. So I understand the Nusra Shekin shall last with your Torah. So that's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So why does the Harivna, especially if you hold like the Rishonim, we're knowing that it's part of the bracha, why do you add more to that? So when I put in a fill and I say, Hashem, I don't want to be a whole bakasha to Rabban Shalom. Rabban Shalom, let me enjoy this tefillin. I want to get a real spiritual charge from putting on tefillin. You put on tefillin like a cold misnagid, you make the bracha, you put in a tefillin and enjoy it. And so why does this grandiose bakasha of Harivna Shalakan is in this Raskavino? Or before you ask bakashas for the Deir Darius of Bonim Nibanim, Iskim Atayra, like, why is that part exactly of this bracha? Like, it's a beautiful tefillah of all four. It's when a woman mentions Lech, she should say this. What do I have to say this every morning? What does that have to do with Birchas HaTorah? So, it could be that this is like the same idea that the Eglei Tal has in his Akdamah to say, one of those famous Eglei Tals. It's the most famous thing because it's not in the Sefer itself, it's in the Akdamah. So, even if you don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, you still know this one. The Eglei Tal writes that he thinks that he gives a marshal. He says that, let's say you have two guys who are learning. One guy is breaking his teeth over the learning. He really is not so good at it. He works, it works, it works, and he tells you after 5 hours, this was miserable. I just had a terrible time. Well, I say this is a crisis. You have another guy who's sitting for 5 hours at a big masjid, and he's having the time of his life. He is jumping with joy. He's banging around, walking around the base Spanish, telling everyone to shtickle tari the tasers and the tasers and the marshal and the preishu. He's just having the time of his life. So who has a greater kiyum of Talmud Torah? So I would think that the guy who's working hard, the guy who's miserable here, he's still doing it. So the Eglei Tal doesn't think so. He thinks the guy who's having a good time is having a greater mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why? Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is mamash lishtasheya b'divrei Torah. Lu l'tzrosch ha'shashua, as Rabbi Yoni, you're supposed to enjoy it. It's a mitzvah there, the simcha shebo, the geshmach, the get out of Talmud Torah, is the chilek of the mitzvah itself. Like Chazal say, "Behold, what Hashem would tell Chayyim al Avavecha." It's not just a mussaf war. That's part of the mitzvah of Torah. The mitzvah of Torah is not just to go through the motions and just glean the material and just figure things out. It's to enjoy. The Rebbe Shalom wants us to be shtasheya to get a geshmak out of Talmud Torah. That is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. So it's a greater kiyum. The greater the joy, the greater slavas you have, the greater the ma'aseh mitzvah is. So now it makes a lot of sense. So I'm reciting a bracha on the mitzvah. So if I would just say lasa with the Ritara, that would be just very bland. I'm going to say, I'll put it around, I'm reading it, big deal, who cares? Not of a havna shablakin, I want to enjoy it, I want to get shmag out of it. It's not tangential, that is goof upon the chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I remember once, it enters my kolol, so it was been around kolol. It was been around kolol, most people say, some people. So in kolol, that little bit Spanish, what's it called? Not the real Beis Medrash, but the Yerushalmi guys learned. Har Yehuda, right? The Har Yehuda Beis Medrash, right? So a couple of guys there, they've been around Mamar since the days of Beis Rishon. A bunch of interesting people who are learning there. And I remember one day, it was like one of the first days of the summer. Usually I learned whenever Rabbi Benowitz has the orientation, so I usually learn there for that morning. So I was sitting and learning there. It was like the second, third day of the call. And one of the old Kolonics has been around for years, he knows me. So he said to me, he asked me, "Rav Tversky, he gira? Rav Tversky, come here?" I said, "Oh, Lord, my gira, come here, baby, he's going to come." He said, "Ah, Rav Tversky, I said, Yehudi Yakar, oh, Lord Yakar, I'm asking, okay?" So he said, Tishma, he said to me, he said, "Kisha Saba Shalom," he didn't mean Saba, he meant his Elta, he said, "Well, it's a great, Rav Chaim Volozhin, he's from the Beis Arab, from the Rav Chaim Volozhin." So Rav Chaim Volozhin said Birchas HaTorah every morning, he said he had in mind he's going to have a descendant, because when he said the Harvna Shemakedis Dibris Chosel, he must have knew Baruch HaKedis is going to have a Zah descendant like Rotursky. So it was this Kayim by the Harvna Shemakedis Dibris Chosel. Okay, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying I'm not privy to those Almas, but that's what his presentation was. So I said to him, I said, "I must give it to you." He said, "I'll give you a Chayv Eloshna." So he said, "Ah, Tagami Beis Araf, not a brisket, not for salvation." He said, "Aval Ketuba B'Bracha, It's called Amcha Beis Yisrael. We pull out Kulanu. I said, "Kol echad, kol yidishim v'shev lo meit harav." Then there is a bchalal bracha shem chad. Ah, like that. Anyway, back to that story. So we recite Birchas Torah. We recite the first bracha, the second bracha, the middle bracha, whatever you want to call it. Bracha Banu and Shoyin. We're good to go. So there is another Birchas Torah that we recite. We're used to thinking of the Nuscha Birchas Torah as the Shekin Shon, etc. So the Gemara says the first Bech of Brachas, let's say a guy recited Ava Rabba. So he said Ava Rabba, that's also called the Birchas Torah. Because if you think about it, it's got the basic theme in there. The same, the name, the Havel, the Ask, the Shema, the Lumen, the Lamed, the Lamed, right? Anyone, by the way, just as an aside, anyone know, in the Nuscha Birchas of Ava Rabba, so Avino, what's the next word?
Av
Rachel. Yeah, you think it's Av Rachel. Who thinks it's Ha'av? Who thinks it's Av? How do you daven the Sukhsvar is Chashinas? And you say?
I don't know. I can't remember.
So don't feel bad. So in Nusuch Ashkenaz, it's Avino Ha'av Harachaman. Sukhsvar, like the song goes, Avino Av Harachaman, because the song, the same with Beit Avino Lahav Elahaz, because it's Nusuch Ashkenaz wrote the song, whoever wrote that niggin. So Nusach Ashkenaz, it's Av, and Nusach Svard, it's I did not know this. I did not realize this until last week. Mamash, I've been saying Birchas Torah for 50 plus years, Ava Rabba, and I didn't chap this nuance of difference. So I'll tell you that. Maestro Shrek Echoya. We're trying to just put together the final touches for the parochas on the top of the new shul, the Ur Kodesh. So we're going to have the phrase of Avinu Rachman on top. So when they showed me the picture, the draft, it wasn't done yet. So it said, Avinu Av HaRachaman. So I looked at it, I said, it's missing a hey. So the guy looks at me and says, no, it's not. So the guy said to me, Rebbe, I'm telling you. He says, no, it's Av, it's not Av. I'm telling you. Open up a sitter, it's Av. Then I said, wait a second. I asked him, how do you daven? He said, Nusach Svar. He said, give me a Svarni sitter right here, Nusach Svar. So it's not a difference. Until last week, I did not realize that there was a difference. And then I thought, it's a different meaning also, because Avinu Ha'av Harachamon, if you have the hey, then Harachamon is not an adjective, it's a noun. Harachamon is a Avinu Ha'av Harachamon. Haverachim. If you have it, Avinu of Harachamon, so Harachamon is defining Av, because you didn't introduce Av with the hey idea. So it's Harachamon, so it's an adjective. Mamash, don't feel bad. It was Nizgala to me literally last week. And Mamash, I never chopped that one. So anyway, bottom line is, when Bracha says that you didn't say Birchas Torah, you can be Yetzer and Av HaRabba. So the ability to be Yetzer and Av HaRabba is a very, very tricky one. Next week we'll pick up with this with Mami. Next week we left right back in the middle of Av HaRabba. So how in the world is Av HaRabba double as a Birchas Torah? Okay.